climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
There's no question that music can help drive positive transformation. I think that's probably why people often refer to that quote, that music is what feelings sound like. Joining me in studio right now is Nancy Eldridge. She is the vice president and co-founder of Witness Music Southeast Idaho, and they have a free production coming up, and it is going to be incredible. Nancy, what was it that prompted you to start Witness Music Southeast Idaho?
About 5-6 years ago, Anne Marie Peterson, our president, felt compelled to bring this oratorio from Rob Gardner. She had seen it. Her children were involved in it in Utah, and it just had such a profound effect on her and a lot of people who have been in the production that she just felt it was time to bring it to Southeast Idaho to unite different faiths, because a lot of times, as you know, we tend to stick to the people in our faith and we don't want to reach out. And this message of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ is everyone. It's not just one faith. We need to have it to unite us for all the stuff that's going to be happening soon, in the future.
I love hearing that, because I think that's one thing that we hear a lot of stories about, people feeling like maybe they don't fit in because they're not part of this religious organization or that religious organization. So I'm always so inspired by interfaith efforts that bring everyone together and say, look, we all have some common ground to stand on.
Exactly. And we have seen that unification. When we first started, we went out to all the different faiths and we invited them, gave them CDs of the music, and just said, this is for everybody. It's such a good message. And we invite everyone to come and be a part of this. And it's taken us about 5 years to start seeing that more, those performers, soloists, musicians, narrators, we're finally getting that message out, and people are like, I want to be a part of this. If you hear it, the first time I heard it, she just dropped in and said, you have to listen to this music. And I did, and it brought tears to my eyes. It was just so beautiful. And she said, I want you to help me get this started. And I was overwhelmed, and she was overwhelmed. And it's taken us 5-6 years to get it to this point, and we've had so much help. There's the reason it's Southeast Idaho is because we're in Pocatello, Blackfoot, Shelley, Firth. We've got a lot of people from Rexburg. We have a couple that had come from Wyoming to be a part of it because they had performed it in Utah, and they're like, we love it so much, we just want to be part of it. And musicians from all over. So we're like, we don't want to just be Witness Music Idaho Falls. We want to be Witness Music Southeast Idaho so we can reach as far as we can get. This week, we are performing in Blackfoot at their Performing Arts Center, 7:30, and there are no tickets required. We did have tickets at BYUI because they required the tickets for their numbers, but the rest of the venues are free to the public. We will have Friday at the Blackfoot Performing Arts Center at 7:30. Jensen Concert Hall in Pocatello, we're going to have a 2:30 and a 7:30 performance. So that one is a beautiful hall, and it's got such gorgeous sound. Then on April 1st, the day after Easter, we will have one at the Frontier Center, formerly the Civic Center, and that one is also at 7:30, and it is free to the public. No tickets required. It might not be so good for little children It's an hour and 45 minutes long. There is no clapping between. It's concert etiquette. Mm-hmm. So if they have little ones, they're free to bring them, knowing that they might need to take them out if they start to get upset or make a little bit noise or get tired of sitting.
Right.
Eight years and up can generally handle sitting through the
period.
Concert. Yes, because it's very captivating.
Mm-hmm.
The soloists that we have range from Mary Magdalene, who is the one who goes to the tomb and tries to find Jesus. Then we have Mary and Martha. We've got Mary, his mother. We have Peter, John, Judas, Thomas, and then there are accusers that, as you know, when Pilate had Jesus and he was asking whether or not should I crucify him, they were like, yes, crucify him. There was accusers who were saying he was with Jesus, and there was a lot of people that were very angry at the time. And they're portrayed as well. So we get to see their part of it. But we also see Pilate, who was like, he hasn't done anything. I don't want to do this. And he comes off as a bad guy. But if you really listen to what Pilate's saying, he's like, hey, I don't want to hurt this guy. He hasn't done anything. You guys have decided this. And this year we have some wonderful, well, all of our soloists are wonderful, and they're all from this area, from Pocatello to Rexburg. So you probably know somebody who's in the production. If you want to learn more or see all the soloists, you could go to Witness Music Southeast Idaho, and it'll bring it right up, and it'll have all of our venues. It will have information about joining us next year. It'll have information about donations, because we are a 501c3, so we do not have any profit whatsoever. We take donations because the venues that we rent are very expensive, and so that is the only money. That's the only reason we take it, is so that we can bring it to different venues.
But as we look at some of the ugliness and the hate that's been unfolding throughout the world, what a beautiful message.
It really is. And it is designed to be around Easter, to turn our hearts and our minds towards our Savior Jesus Christ and his resurrection, and that there is hope.
And hope is something that we all need right now. Again, just tell us where people can learn more.
Witness Music, Southeast Idaho, and it'll just bring you up to a page, and it'll just give you more information, anything that you want to know about. We have a great web designer who tries to keep it all up to date, Darius Howard. He's fantastic.
Well, Nancy Aldridge, thank you so much for stopping by the studio and for the great work that all of you at Witness Music Southeast Idaho are doing. You are certainly helping to transform Southeast Idaho. And
we just have so much talent. It's just crazy. It's great for you to be able to go in and just read about all the people who are involved. So thank you for listening, and join us whenever you feel free. It's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Monday.
Friday, Saturday, and Monday, a great opportunity to see firsthand the talent that is right here in our wonderful communities. Nancy Eldridge, thanks again.
You're welcome.